Well, now we've got it right. It's 6:21 here on WTIC. Ladies and gentlemen, please let me introduce someone you hear every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. And actually, you can reach her anytime at JillOnMoney.com. She's basically the proprietor of Jill on Money Enterprises. And so she's with us here. She's building a conglomerate, ladies and gentlemen. That's what she's doing. But, you know, I can't think of anybody I'd rather have build a conglomerate. So there you go.
Hey, I'm happy to be here for you. Don't worry.
Hey, you want to go back? We're going to talk a little bit about basically the first estimate of economic growth in this last quarter. But let's go back to the previous ones because it was not great the first two of the year.
No, I mean, we started off the year in pretty good stead, and the unemployment rate was 3.5%, and the economy was pretty big. It's great. And then this virus hit, and when you know, it's interesting. There's a committee that actually declares the beginning and end of recessions,
right?
And they say that this really, like, the economy peaked and then started going down, kind of the third week of February. It's almost pretty easy to pinpoint, right?
Okay.
As the virus was expanding. So first quarter, we saw such a hit just in that short time, those 5 or 6 weeks, that the first quarter contracted by 5%.
Okay.
Then the second quarter was just horrible, a 31.4% plunge. And now we're looking at the third quarter, and here's the good news. We're going to see something like a 30% annualized increase in economic output, meaning all the goods and services, we're going to bounce up.
But
remember math. Just remember your math, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I know you
please.
Went to, but you heard, you may in your brain think 30 down, 30 up, we're good. But we're not, of course, because when you drop 30%, you're from a higher level. So that actual output number is a huge number. But listen, I'll take 30% growth. It's just that we are still about, we still have an economy that would be about 4% below the pre-pandemic level. So we got a ways to go.
Okay. But, I mean, at least, let me put it this way, and it sounds really Pollyanna-ish, but you are heading the right direction.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So
and I think that they will look like the, you know, it's funny when you think about how, like a bungee cord.
Yes.
Right? So you go down sharply, you come up sharply, and then you sort of start bouncing around a little bit.
Yes.
I think that's where the question is. Are we bouncing around a little bit? Like in the fourth quarter, I'm hopeful that if this virus doesn't spread too far, too deep, too vast, that we still will see growth. I mean, that is really the hope, but the growth pace is going to slow down quite a bit. So we're likely to see growth of, I don't know, let's call it 4 or 5% in the fourth quarter. So even if we that, we would still have a loser year for the economy. We will have gotten smaller.
Because we have, I've lost all of my long-term memory. What exactly, let's see, before all this stuff hit, let's go fourth quarter of 2019. What was the growth rate?
So if you look at, let's look at like 2010 to like 2019. If you look at that, all those years.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a good, it's a kind of a good period of time because we had big up years and so-so years. But growth was averaging, let's call it about 2.5%.
Good.
So we were growing on an annual pace of about 2.5%. Earlier as in the recovery, it was slower, then it got faster. And so, you know, it's been about anywhere between, let's call it 2.25% to 3% over the last decade before the pandemic.
That's pretty darn good.
Think about it. It's okay. It's so-so. It's what we call a trend growth. It's like, it's okay. And it's, listen, we're a huge economy. We don't see big growth. We have baby boomers retiring every single day.
Yeah.
We have a demographic issue that's hard to fight. So it's fine. It's not great. It's fine.
Go into that for a minute. Hey, Jill, I hate to, but what are the demographic issues? Is it just getting an older population here?
Yeah, exactly. We have people leaving the workforce. We have the young people who are coming up who are working, but they are not necessarily as productive as the previous period. So if you go back 50 years, and it has to do with some technology, it has to do with what we're actually doing. It has to do with robots being able to do a lot more than people can do. So when you look at the numbers and you look at kind of where we are coming into the pandemic, I think that most economists would have been very happy if we had kind of steadily over the next decade added 2.5% annually to our economy. I think that would have been seen as like, wow, you know what? We'll take that. We're no longer, we're not going to be China. We're not going to be able to pour as much money into our economy. We're not going to be able to see 5 or 6% growth. We're too established.
It's too big.
And too big, and it just doesn't happen like that. It's like turning the Titanic. Oops, I didn't mean to say Titanic. Turning a big boat.
Let's think of another one. Some cruise ship in the Caribbean. I don't know who it'd be, but danger of icebergs there is not a big deal. What may I ask is, now, see, I'd read that China was slowing down a bit.
Well, China is slowing down and had been slowing down. However, China is kicking butt when it comes to their recovery. And that is really fascinating. China released its GDP last week, and it was a really good number. And they did it by doing something I think really interesting, which is China basically was very clear they had to pour money into the economy.
Right.
And they did it. So they first said, okay, we have to actually control the health pandemic, and we have to put money in the hands of businesses through loans. They didn't actually hand money out to individuals.
Okay.
And there's some evidence that, you know, things are not so great for some of the lower earning individuals there. But just to be clear, China has almost fully recovered to the pre-COVID pace of economic growth.
All right. Well, I guess we've got to go here, but I wanted to thank you for being on. And I guess, can we talk next week?
Oh, yeah. I mean, are you going to talk to me next week? You have some, like, exciting political people on?
No. Oh, God, that's right. We're a day before the election.
Well, you'll let me know. I mean,
I will. You'll be there. You'll be there.
I get worried, but, you know, I think there'll be some, we'll figure out something to talk about. We always do.
Of course we will. Hey, Jill, thanks for being on.
Take care.
All right, listen to Jill every Saturday afternoon from 4 until 6. And by the way, you can email her. Just go to her website. It's jillonmoney.com. And you can email her. She gives you an answer. I mean, she's just there. 628.